loud.
I was going to say loud.
Fast. And sweaty. Very sweaty.
Yeah. Great. And Ben, how did you guys meet back in 2023?
Well, Dylan was my teacher at a music school.
Oh, okay.
He grew me into the band. But
what can I say?
He taught me bass lessons, was it?
Yeah, I think the first thing was bass lessons, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's weird.
And then he just kind of picked me for the band.
Yeah, I didn't even know that you played drums at the time.
Really?
No, I didn't know that you played drums. And then I caught a glimpse of you playing drums and I was like, why are you getting bass lessons?
Oh, really? So you're originally a drummer, Ben?
Yeah.
And you wanted to try bass?
Yeah, I wanted to try everything, I think.
Yeah, just then, have then a you go met at Dylan. Dylan's like, join my band.
Yeah, dude, got me.
snuck that in there. Like,
that's
I need
so
that.
Great. So you've been playing lots of live shows since 2023. Dylan, what's been your favorite show so far?
Oh, I feel like we did one recently a couple months ago with Mac the Knife. And I feel like that was just like great to just experience them. Because we'd heard of them before, but I haven't really listened to their music and sort of going in a bit blind and watching them live. And, well, that was really, really awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And you've been releasing music since 2023.
Music? One song?
Yeah, I know. But I'm sure, like, playing live, you've got heaps and heaps of songs that are at your disposal, like this one that we are premiering today, which is really, really exciting. And there's been lots of questions here at 2SER from listening to this one, because we've got an exclusive that you'll be hearing today as well. But people think it's more people in this band when you play live. But is there more people, Dylan, than Ben? Or is it just you two playing live?
Just us.
And how do you make it sound like it's more people?
This is all Dylan. I just play drums.
Yeah, he just hits the things. It's all guitar pedal magic. It's all just like, if you're a guitar nerd, I run a Boss OC5. And then that goes to the bass amp. And then my guitar signal keeps going down. Goes to an XY splitter, which then goes to a Boss SY200. And then that goes again. We keep going. That actually goes straight to front of house. But then the guitar signal goes to our, like, a fuzz and then a hog pedal. So I got three different splits there. All for the one sound.
How'd you come up with that? Was it a big process, or did you just know what you were doing and it came quite easily?
I think it came from the need of, like,
more people?
We were just like, I don't know how we came to it, but we were just like, we don't really want to like screw around with another band member. So we were just like, what if I just do it all with like a pedal and see what happens?
And it somehow works.
Yeah, it all just sort of happened.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, there's been some exciting news. You're releasing your second ever single, your sophomore single, this Friday. And here at 2SER, we're doing an exclusive. We're getting be able to play it live for the first time for people, which is exciting. But before we get into this track and what it's all about, is it true that Sound Slayer is about a fictional superhero character?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you make it up yourself, or is there actually a superhero out there called Sound Slayer?
We're both music teachers. We teach how to play instruments, I suppose.
Yeah.
I had a student mishear me and say Sound Slayer. And I just picked it. I was like, that's good, I want that. And I told Dylan about it the next day, and he's like, that's sick.
How did that come about? Like, did they accidentally call you a Sound Slayer?
No. I don't remember how it came across.
Oh, the kid just said Sound Slayer.
I think he's just like, oh, I thought you said Sound Slayer. I'm like, that's sick. I'm going to take that. Spoke about it with Dylan the next day. He's like, yeah, let's write a song about that. And it's just like,
cool.
Just like two people, you know, like a basement. Like, what if you did this? That's cool.
Dylan, sweet. How did you change, like, turn the name Sound Slayer, this fictional character, into an actual song?
We were like just shooting ideas. Like, Ben said it to me, and I was like, that's sick. Like, that sounds like some weird He-Man, like, dude with a big sword fighting things. And then we just like kept bouncing ideas, and that sort of idea of it being kind of like comic book, like a bit over the top,
very
vibe,
90s.
Yeah, sort of stuck the whole way through. And it just, yeah, I don't know, it just stuck and it resonated really, really well with us. So stupid.
Was it quite easy to write, Ben?
Yeah, I just play the drums. I didn't really do much creative stuff. I was just
spitballing. You're not giving yourself enough credit there.
I was just like, what if this happened with him? I'm more the creative, the ideas guy.
And then Dylan picks it up and puts it all together.
Yeah. Dylan does a lot of the heavy lifting for me.
Yeah, well, speaking about heavy lifting, it's been 2 years since you released music.
God.
I mean, it's crazy. Jeez. Everyone's been wondering where as people are. They're like, when's the next release coming? And finally, it's coming out this Friday. But after this release, is there any more music coming? And will it take as long?
Hopefully not.
That's a great question, actually. So we got two songs that we're waiting to get mixed. And we don't even actually have any plans for release yet, but they should hopefully not be as long between.
Yeah. I really hope you don't go on the trend of releasing music every 2 years, but that might be a thing that people do.
The budget's thin.
Technically, we released some songs earlier in the year.
Ah, yes. Hold on.
Plug the cassette.
Oh, yeah,
we got cassettes. So,
oh, no way.
Yeah, but we haven't. So the whole sort of thing with that is like you got to buy the cassette to hear those songs specifically.
That's really cool.
So if you want more of us, you know.
Is Soundslayer on that cassette?
No. Oh. So we've got... We got three songs that we call the trilogy because it's like one long song basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we did a cover of Boys Don't Cry by The Cure.
Spoiler.
It's on the cassette.
Was it meant to be an exclusive when you buy it, you didn't know what songs were on it? Or it's
no, crazy. It's on there. It's on there. We're not hiding that.
And before we premiere your single that is coming out on Friday, Soundslayer, you did bring a guitar and you are going to play a live acoustic version of this single for us right now. So Ben and Dylan, whenever you're ready, take it away.
Destroy the noise from the void. Destroy the sound that haunts you. Fight fire with fire. Plug in. Tune up, break down. Drown out. Sound Slayer. Destroy these frequencies. Sound Slayer. Shred your enemies. Bust your sound waves. Make their ears bleed. Bust your sound waves. Make their ears bleed. Sound Slayer. Destroy these frequencies. Sound Slayer. Shred your enemies. Grab your guitar, shred and destroy. Belt your drums. Percussion, destruction. Sound Slayer. Sound Slayer. Sound Slayer. Sound Slayer.
Hey.